Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill.
The Designery grand opening, we're scheduled to open May 16th and do our grand opening party then. We're going to be catering some food. We're doing some giveaways. We have a VR headset, an Echo Show, some kitchen gadgets, and some fancy knives. 12 to 2 p.m.
Please stop by our showroom, 3030 Wake Forest Road. That's The Designery at thedesignery.com.
What do you want to hear from Dave Canales tomorrow? I think this is a fun game. The reason why I set these games up and ask these questions ahead of time is so we can't move the goalposts, right? There are fans out there, you may believe this, you may not believe this, I should say, of every sport that will find a way to not like everything, right? So what I try to do is get ahead of that. Because Dave Canales, for those of you that don't know, there's the NFL meetings are going on. The AFC coaches spoke to the media today. The NFC coaches will speak to the media tomorrow that are in attendance. And I guarantee you there are fans out there that no matter what Dave Canales says, they are not going to like it. Why? Because they're glass half empty people, right? They're just, oh, he didn't say this, he didn't say that. So I asked the day before, what do you want to hear from him? What vibes do you want to get? What answers do you want to hear? What do you want from Dave Canales? I ask you this ahead of time, so then if he does it, you can't double back and find something else you hate. I'll tell you what I want to see, what I want to hear. And I'll do one that's very like wishy-washy, very like, I don't know, crunchy granola. Granola was the word I was looking for there. And then one that's more concrete. I want him to be himself. I want to feel like you're getting the authentic Dave Canales. It can be intimidating for a new coach to be at these meetings, right? Around all of those great coaches that you've looked up to for years that are now your peers. Suddenly you have to rub elbows with these guys rather than, oh, excuse me, can I have some advice? Which I'm sure you were doing recently. If you go look at, they take the class picture every year. You know what I'm talking about? They get the risers out and they do the class picture of all the coaches in attendance. Dave Canales is sitting dead center, front row, right next to Andy Reid. Both in shorts. Put together a little differently, but both in shorts.
Nice. Good on them.
Don't be intimidated, right? Like, this might be the easiest one to identify. Jim Harbaugh. Back in the NFL, this was his first meeting since being back in the NFL. He spoke to the media today. He was his normal off-the-wall self, right? He was doing all the Jim Harbaugh stuff that you know is not a act for anyone. Now, I don't necessarily always agree with the Jim Harbaugh act, but it's not an act, right? It is who he is. So I want Dave Canales, if he's mini Pete Carroll, if he is who he is, be who you are. Don't let people shame you into anything. Or maybe this is like we're reaching, but it's a metaphor, right? We're in the wishy-washy, crunchy granola part of this. Wear shorts again tomorrow, right? Because if you look at the picture, there's not many shorts. It's pretty much you and Andy Reid, right? Don't go, ooh, I didn't realize. I didn't realize only a three-time Super Bowl champion in the last 5 years gets to wear shorts. I'll go back to my slacks tomorrow. No. If you like the way your ankles look, show them off. If you're doing it for some other reason, you can do that too. From an actual X's and O's standpoint, now we'll get into kind of the more concrete stuff. I just want to continuously and repeatedly and confidently feel that they have a plan for Bryce Young's, do we call it a rehabilitation? I don't know what we call it. A restoration? Restoration might be better.
Reclamation, restoration?
Reclamation.
Yeah.
Some R word that ends with ation. Rehabilitation, reclamation, restoration, one of them. I want to continuously feel that you have a plan. You don't have to tell me the plan, but there better be a plan. And then as moves happen, explain why, right? Deontay Johnson, you made a trade. It was a great trade. I love it. Give me some justification behind it. Give me why you felt to make the move on that one. Give me why you brought in David Moore, a veteran wide receiver with almost no experience but was on Tampa with you last year. Why is he a guy you're bringing with you? Like, I want to know the plan after it happens and then just make it feel like you have a plan moving forward that you know how to execute, because that's what this season is about. That's what this season is about. That's what this offseason has been about. Why did you think it was important to bring in interior offensive linemen and spend $153 million over the next 5 years on guards? Why does that benefit Bryce? Why do you think an undersized quarterback is going to be stepping up in the pocket rather than escaping the pocket? Again, you don't have to tell me everything you're doing moving forward, but, like, guess what? You signed Robert Hunt to a 5-year, $100 million deal. You can tell me why you like him now, right? There's no market out there that you'd be setting yourself up for, right? I completely understand if you don't want to tell me why you like or don't like anyone in the draft, because you don't want somebody to jump over you. You don't want somebody to try to make a trade to one-up you. I get that. But once you sign him to a 5-year, $100 million deal, explain why they're going to help Bryce. Explain why they're going to help your offense. Explain why you're going to lean on them, or how you're going to lean on them to make your offense much better than it was a season ago. It's about building confidence right now. As a first-time head coach, right, as a first-time captain of the ship, you need people to follow you into battle without a track record. It's easy to follow Tomlin. It's easy to follow Belichick. It's easy to follow Reed, right? Because guess what they do? Bring out a Super Bowl ring and go, you want one? Follow me. Everyone's like, yeah, let's go. Canales can't even bring out a single regular season win and say, you want one? Follow me. So how do you build confidence? How do you build that following without any history? Well, you bring everybody along slowly, right? You show that you know what you're doing. You show that you're adequate. You show that you have a plan to get there that fans and internal staffers can believe in. You're swimming with the big boys now. You're in the shark tank. Show that you're comfortable there.
You better exude confidence, because if you don't, your players are going to sniff that out real fast.
And going back to what I was saying, both things. If you're inauthentic or not confident, they'll sniff both of them out. Mm-hmm. So you have to – it's like, well, what do I do if I'm not confident? Get confident.
Fake it. Seriously.
Fake it, but not so much that it's obvious, because that's almost worse, right? It's a very difficult deal. No one said being a head coach in the NFL was going to be easy. Matter of fact, most say it's going to be very, very hard. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly, here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that a million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal. I think there's two games we have to talk about for the Canes since we've last been on. One was on Friday, one was on Sunday. One was at Washington, one was versus Toronto. They were both Canes games. It's about all they have in common. The Canes were participants in both of them.
They're both one goal games, sort of.
Yeah, I'm not fully.
Yeah, that's what I said, sort of.
Here's the deal. I think the Friday game took the vibe of March Madness and ran with it. Right? They said, like, chaos, trick shots. It feels like it's being dependent upon 19-year-olds that you don't know really what's going on. Perfect. That's what we're going to do. It was a 6-6 game that ended up going to a shootout. Washington won 7-6 in the fifth round in the shootout. It's bananas. It was chaotic, which is kind of what the Canes are going for. Mm-hmm. Cause chaos. It's their hashtag. Sometimes it is just like the sports world, the sports powers that be. I feel like they just rub some things in your face, right? What I mean by that is last week, actually on Friday, I pointed out that the Canes were winning seemingly every different kind of game, right? Shutouts, high scoring, 4-1, come from behind, games where you let the team come back and then have to make a little burst at the end to put them away again. They had beat like every different kind of game. Well, that's when the sports world looks at you and goes, every kind of game? Well, what about this one? What about a absolutely ridiculous 6-6 back and forth game that ends in the fifth round of the shootout against the Caps, which is surely an emotional game for both Dmitry Orlov and Evgeny Kuznetsov, that actually features a hat trick from one of your best, if not your best player in Sebastian Aho, including the final goal that just goes off his torso and into the goal. Like, how about that? Can they win that one? You say they can win every kind of game. Can they win that one? Well, they got a point. Does that count? And then to follow it up with a 2-1 victory over Toronto at home, that's like going from a funhouse mirror to, like, I don't even know where to go with that one. A haunted house to your house, right? A haunted house to home. It's like you never know what to expect in one game and you know exactly what to expect in the next. To follow up that ridiculous game on Friday with a 2-1 victory over Toronto at home, it felt like it was they were getting, I don't know. Actually, this. It felt like they were sobering up. Did you ever watch Ted Lasso?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There's an episode in, I think, season 2. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, everybody, if you haven't watched like the most watched show of 5 years ago. Season 2, where Beard, the assistant yes. coach, goes on like a trip.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like you were going from that to sober, going from Friday to the yeah. Toronto game, right? Where you're running around, everything's crazy, you don't know what's real and what's fake. Did that actually happen? Did that goal actually get given up? Did he actually get a hat trick? Like, what is going on here? To suddenly, like, the very Keynesian, very down the middle, your goalie's playing really well, you're going to win a game with opportunistic offense 2-1.
Jake, I'm getting worried. My house hunt's taking longer than expected. We've made so many offers and keep losing out.
You could really use the JAG advantage.
What's the JAG advantage?
The Jim Allen Group, number one real estate team in the state since 1996, with the largest inventory of home sites in the Triangle, 11,000. And they rep more than 65 communities.
The Jim Allen Group? Oh, I get it. The JAG advantage.
Goal! Learn how you can score with the Jim Allen Group at thejagadvantage.com. Equal housing opportunity.
On average, people spend over a third of their life sleeping, yet most sleep disorders go undiagnosed.
I'm Megan Gigling, General Manager of Parkway Sleep Health Centers. Sleep struggles left untreated can lead to health problems and have a serious effect on your quality of life. We've served the Triangle for 20 years. Let us help you get the sleep you've been dreaming of.
If you're in need of a sleep study, a knowledgeable doctor, CPAP machine, or supplies, Parkway has you covered. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit parkwaysleep.com. Sound sleep. Sound health.
So I like that they were able to lock it in the second game. Right? The Friday game was wild.
Mm-hmm. That was a weird one.
It was a weird one, and the best thing you can do is just not let the ripple effects hit another game, right? Don't let a game like that beat you twice. Don't let a game like that take you off your rhythms. So I like that they were able to lock it in. I like that they were able to get back to a more traditional win, right? That is something, right? If you know me, you know I'm always looking towards how things affect the postseason, because the Canes can't prove anything to me in the regular season. Whether their season is a success or failure will be judged by how far they make it and if they hoist the cup in the postseason. So I like when you can take a game that's crazy and flush it quick. You're going to have to do that in the postseason a couple times, a few times, handful of times, where there's a game where you're just like, man, we lost that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy, but it felt like we should have won. And you're going to have to come back 2 days later, and you're going to have to play against a good team, and it might be on the road, it might be at home, and you're going to have to flush it and not let it beat you twice and get on to the next, and that's exactly what they did. And we have to give one more hat tip to a guy that helped them flush it and get on to the next, Freddie Anderson. I guess we were all the foolish ones for worrying about how a four-month absence would affect his play, because he has come out of that absence playing lights out. Maybe it's fresh legs. Do fresh legs matter? I mean, they can't matter that much. Like, hey.
No, this time of year, yeah.
You think having, like, it can't be the difference between, like, he's 6-0, and 0, by the way, since returning, with a 95% save percentage. 1.34 goals allowed against. 7.71 goals saved above average per game. That's absurd, by the way. Kane Stats on Twitter, follow him. That is a very, very good run. I refuse to say, like, oh, he's just the freshest, right? I refuse to say, like, that's not somebody jumping in on the eighth lap of the 800 or the 2 mile and saying, like, well, of course you won the last lap. Everyone else is exhausted. Like, he's playing legitimately well regardless of, oh, he's got fresher legs than everybody else.
Well, I think it's fresher legs, but also, like, fresh mind, if that makes sense, because it's so mentally taxing having to get up every single, you know, like, three games a week. Right? I know goaltenders, they rotate a little bit more, but still, that's mentally wears you down. All the travel and all that stuff, that stuff absolutely wears you down.
Like, is
this
it,
time
it,
of year.
Is it really like every skater is, like, dead-faced, and he's, like, tapping him on the shoulder, like, want to go for a jog? Like, hey, what are we doing tomorrow morning, guys? What time are we getting up? Let's knock something out before 6 a.m. Like, is it? It can't be. He's like, it's a fluid thing between him and Kochetkov.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm moving Freddie to the pole position, and I'm not saying, like, once he gets tired, we'll reevaluate. Like, I think he's just playing better goalie, and he deserves credit for that.
I mean, you got to think, because of the reset with him being gone for 4 months, this is the reset of him. This is his, like, November. That's really what it is. This is his November. When, hey, you're feeling fresh, the body feels good, you haven't had a little tweak of something here or there, knock on wood. You haven't had
you
to deal
it,
with
me.
That. I know, but.
Direct your letters to @TheFanRookie on
yes,
Twitter.
Yes, please do. That's why I knocked on wood. But, again, I think it really does matter, because he doesn't have November, December, mm-hmm. January, February, and now March wear and tear on.
But let's be real. What did the first month of the Canes look like?
Pretty crappy.
So,
but that
so
was a team thing.
But he doesn't need to play himself into a rhythm. He's come, like, if you would have told me he's rusty,
mm-hmm.
I would have believed you. If he was playing rough through his first six games, I would have been like, I'm not writing him off. Let's give him some time here. He needed like a minute and a half to get into mid-season form.
He was rusty that first game. Got a win, but it was still a little rusty.
A minute and a half.
Yeah.
I get it, but I think you look at this and you say Kochetkov is the best number two goalie in the mix right now.
It's a great problem to have.
It is a great problem to have. And I don't know if you mix up the rotation once you get to the postseason, but Freddie, he's playing well. Playing very well.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.